I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kiwi farmers might be outstanding in their field, but sometimes their well-being could do with a little more than number 8 wire. Well, as every man and his dog knows, laughter is the best medicine. Yes, there are puns woven through this intro. The Bitches Box are two women embodying the essence of man's best friend in a travelling show. This multi-dog character comedy also musters support for rural communities and farmers, I understand, around the country, but we're about to find out the specific details. Writers and actresses Emma Newborn and Amelia Dunbar are rounding up audiences for The Bitches Box Episode 4, and Amelia joins us now. Kia ora, Amelia.
Kia ora, Susanna.
How did The Bitches Box come about?
That is a very good question. It's actually been, Emma and I have been working together for a decade now, over a decade, and we were paired up in Auckland at an evening called Stranger Things, and it's where they used to put up two strangers from different sort of creative persuasions and give you 2 weeks to come up with a 10-minute piece of entertainment. And yeah, don't ask me how or why we came up with two dogs locked in a bitch box, but we did. And we expanded that 10-minute sort of skit of what two bitches on heat would talk about for the duration of their heat into our first one-hour show. And then, fast forward 10 years and this is our fourth show. And they all are from the perspective of the dogs and certainly with a rural lens. This one in particular is very much the farm dogs and their different roles and their different perspectives on the things that happen on the farm.
I love it. Now, where are you at the moment, or you're about to be on tour? Which parts of the Motu are you performing to?
Well, I'm actually back home in Canterbury, but we've just done 9 shows up around, 6 in Northland and 3 in Tairāwhiti, and we have another 3 coming up in the Wairarapa in May in a couple of weeks' time. So they're not your main centres, you could say. We've been doing, as far north as Broadwood and Umawera, and we did Turihoa, Wainga Okuri and Matawai and Tairāwhiti, and then we've got Gladstone, Weber and Pahangina Valley in the Wairarapa.
So this is sounding very much like the path of Cyclone Gabrielle last year.
You're absolutely right. So this is actually, this is MPI funded, but organised through the Rural Support Trust and Farmstrong. So definitely focusing on those hard hit areas. And just, there's many things you can be doing for your well-being, but gathering together as a community just connecting over a burger and a chat beforehand, and then we do our show, which hopefully gives them a good laugh to leave on. It really has a wonderful, wonderful effect. And we've had some amazing feedback from those people who have already attended these shows, just saying it is a really worthwhile thing to do, to just get these communities together. Because often there's not really a main centre. It's sort of, it can be just the hall or the school is the local kind of, main gathering point. And to put shows on in these places that haven't seen shows in a very long time, or ever in some cases, it's great. It's just a privilege to be able to bring these communities together and to leave them on a really happy note.
It's very cool. I'm just thinking, what kind of places have you done Bitches Box so far? When you say, like a community hall, sharing sheds.
Oh, yes, well, our woolshed tours, which is what we have done extensively with when touring with Mel Parsons, wonderful singer-songwriter, we have done so many wool sheds. I feel like I know every possible configuration of a wool shed that could that is out there now. But we've done them. Oh my goodness! Right, probably the only place we haven't been is Stewart Island and the Chathams. But we've been to many corners of this country, and they're all pretty great, I have to say. Every community feels the same, just warm, supportive, fun, you know, hardworking. Yeah, really special part of New Zealand, that's for sure.
Super exciting. Amelia, for people that are going to be coming to episode four, The Bitches Box, what can they expect in terms of a storyline or any characters or something to look out for? Any little snippet you can give us before you go?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but it will feel familiar yet different. There's a very iconic New Zealand TV show that we have drawn inspiration from, but it is very much from the dog's perspective, so don't expect it to be too highbrow. It's animal urges and all that, but it's certainly very silly, very fun, and we've had people saying they have very sore faces after the show, which is a lovely compliment, and then some people saying, oh my goodness, I even have a bitch just like you. So, I'll take that as a compliment.
I love it. And before you go, Amelia, let's do another shout out for Farm Strong and Rural Support Trust, because they're doing very important work in the community. Could you just touch on how you all work together?
Well, I think we've all just got the common goal of wanting to make rural communities' lives better. So farmers, growers, you know, everyone has been, you know, thrown all these challenges, and it's not always straightforward and easy on the farm, whether it's, you know, weather or markets or just the isolation. And so FarmStrong have got these incredible resources, all free, freely available, wonderful books, everything's also online. And it's just tools to really make, you know, living and working well, achievable. And, you know, some part of it is just what we're doing, but there are so many other things you can be doing on the daily just to improve your well-being. And then, of course, Rural Support Trust are the absolute front line if you are in need of support, or if there is a time of crisis, you can just ring their number, and a human will speak to you and potentially come around and see you. So it's really amazing, and it's a wonderful resource that rural communities have got.
So good. Now, before you go, and thank you very much to this listener, could you please explain what a bitch's box is?
Oh, sorry. I should have made
that clear at the beginning too with a question. Yeah. Way you go, Amelia.
Okay, well, often on farms you don't neuter or spay your dogs because you may want to breed from them. And so if your bitch comes on heat, often there will be many other dogs in the pack, dogs or bitches, and you want to keep them separated. So a bitch box is often an elevated kennel up off the ground where would-be suitors can't get in.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Amelia Dunbar. And that's the Bitches Box. Episode 4 is going to be touring Wairarapa, Tararua and Pohangina region next month. Look out for them. That's Amelia Dunbar and Emma Newborn.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.